This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in our country. While it affects older women more, everyone is vulnerable. Stacey Cohen has been cancer-free for 12 years. Her mom was battling cancer at the same time she was. Stacey is a wellness coach, yoga teacher, and fitness instructor. She's also my guest now to share her story. Stacey, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Stacey, tell me a little bit about your story with cancer.
So I was diagnosed at the age of 36, very young, breast cancer. It came out of nowhere. Even though my mom had had breast cancer previously, I was fit, strong, feeling my best, and I went for a mammogram. They actually missed my diagnosis on a mammogram. My gynecologist found it. I had to go back and have a biopsy, and a couple days later, the radiologist phoned me and said, I have a massive tumor, which was ductal carcinoma, and it's stage 3, and we need to address this immediately. So obviously panic-stricken, you know, you hear this diagnosis at such a young age. I went off to my mom's oncologist. I was very lucky in that way that I had access to oncology very quickly, went to see surgeons very quickly, and we decided that I'm going to have a double mastectomy. And then unfortunately, I had to have 7 months, 8 months more or less of chemotherapy and 3 months of radiation.
Wow, that is so hectic. Where were you in your life at 36? What were you doing?
So at that stage, I was working for my husband. I wasn't working in the fitness industry, and I had 2 little kids. My son was 5, my daughter was 2. So I was a busy mom.
And 36, what made you go? Because women are kind of encouraged to go the older they are.
So something, and I had always gone for ultrasounds because of my mom's history, but something in my gut pushed it a little bit with the radiologist. I said to her, I feel like I want to have a mammogram. And she said, okay, because of your mom's diagnosis, let's get you in a little bit sooner. But it was not the mammogram that actually saved my life. It was the gynecologist.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Which I'm not, mammograms are essential. But in my case, it was missed, sadly.
Yeah. And to be so young and then chemotherapy, what was that horrific? And 2 small children.
It was horrific, but my kids helped.
Okay.
Having my young kids gave me a purpose. I had to get up. So even though I had days, there were about 4 or 5 days after chemotherapy where I was completely flat on my bed. By day 6, 7, I had no choice but to get up. I had to. I had my little kids. So they really, really helped. They gave me purpose. Even a lot of people say, oh, wasn't it really, really hard because those kids are demanding? They are what got me through.
And in terms of, because the younger you are, also the more vulnerable you are.
100%. Also, the younger you are, I mean, my diagnosis also was Herceptin positive, which is a hormone, which is, break it down on simple layman's terms, it is actually not a very good diagnosis of cancer. So having that diagnosis as well, stage 3, it's a very scary thought. Am I going to survive this?
What was your thinking?
At first I was scared. I was petrified. Like, am I going to survive this? But then I had an unbelievable team. I had an amazing oncologist. She turned around and said to me, your situation is horrendous. It's bleak. It's not great. You're going to have a year of hell. But she said, I'm going to cure you.
Aww.
And she said, keep holding on to that. And if you stay positive through this, you're going to be okay.
Stacey, did you have support from fellow sufferers?
I did have support from fellow sufferers. It made a massive difference. I mean, I had amazing women coming to me, phoning me, coming to visit me, telling me about their journey. And then that's what made me carry on doing the same thing, because it makes such a difference seeing survivors.
Mm. You know, I was struck by how prevalent it is when I heard that a colleague had it, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she said, why? Everybody's got it.
I know, right? I know.
And I was like, okay, no, I didn't expect that response.
Exactly. And it's not a death wish. It isn't. Look, at a young age, it's very scary. But you have to kind of change your mindset and listen and trust within your team, if you've got a good team of doctors, in the process and the treatment that they have for you. Everybody's treatment's different.
Right.
And you have to trust them and know that you'll get through it and you will be okay. And it's the positive mind. It's that thinking.
And 12 years later, where are you sitting?
So right now, unfortunately, I've been in menopause for 10 years, which is not pleasant from like the age of 38 to be thrown into early menopause. So I've been dealing with the side effects of that, but most women are, you know. So I just got to at an earlier stage in life than others. That's the way I think about it.
And lasting longer?
Lasting a lot longer. And I asked my doctor, how long is this going to last? She's like, how long is a piece of string? So I've had to deal with a lot of the side effects, a little bit of fatigue, headaches, which normal menopausal women will have to deal with. So I'm no different because I have breast cancer. It's just mine's lasting longer. But I have found lots of ways in how to cope with it.
We're going to get into your journey of fitness and health, but before we do, how did you keep positive?
My support system also helped. It was huge. My family, my husband, my friends, they made a massive difference. People also, the community, dropping food by, sitting and having a coffee with me, my friends taking me out for coffees. It really helped get me through my days. Look, there are days where I did feel low. You know, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're 36 years old and you're bald and you're frail. I mean, I dropped 15 kilos. You know, so you're looking at that in the mirror every day. It's hard to kind of be positive every single day.
And when you're in that moment, do you see an end in sight? And if not, how do you motivate?
You got to dig deep. I had to dig deep. There were some days where I allowed myself just to feel. And feel like, why me? There were days I did allow myself to feel like that. But then the days where I felt good, it's like, I'm going. I'm getting up. I put my beanie on. I walked around bald many times. And I've carried on with life.
And the impact it had on your children?
So my daughter, every speech since then, she's now 17. Her English speech, her Afrikaans speeches has been about my journey. She doesn't remember it. To talk about it. She doesn't remember me so much. The only thing she remembers is me being bald. But it's there subconsciously because every single speech she speaks about me. My son was a little bit older. He remembers it. He doesn't like to talk about it too much. His mom's well, she's healthy, but he's also, he's advancing now studying medicine, please God. And I think it's also given him that drive.
Wow.
He'll help people.
Wow, that is so incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your health journey. Yoga, yeah. How did you get into yoga? Did that start early?
So I was very fit. My whole life I've been fit, into fitness. I used to run a lot. And I started going to yoga classes a lot more. I did them before I got sick. But then after I got sick, I needed to find a way to breathe and find that space for myself. There wasn't that clutter around me. So I started going to a lot of classes, and I loved it. And
was it also because why yoga? Why not Tai Chi?
It's
swimming.
Yeah, exactly. It's the stillness. It's your breath. It's about realigning your energy centers and the physical benefit. So it's all in one. And as I was saying to one of my classes last night, how do you explain it? It's magic.
Okay.
It's magic on the mat.
Right.
So I loved that feeling. And I wanted to then give others that feeling.
So how long were you doing yoga before you opened up yourself?
I was probably only doing yoga about 3 or 4 years myself. And then I did the courses, Pilates courses as well. And all the other fitness courses involved as well. So I thought I'm going to do everything once, because I'm kind of like that. I'm like a little bit extreme with my fitness. I thought I'll do it all. And then I started teaching immediately after I qualified. And
was at this stage, were you healed?
I was healed, finally, yes, because I still had to have several operations after my journey, after my chemotherapy and my radiation. I had several ops, and I had ops on my mouth because I lost bone in my mouth, so I lost all my teeth. which they don't tell you about.
No, they don't. But you look beautiful. So, I have to say, thank you. You look absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, implants help. So, yes, that was after I had, once I got through what I needed to do, then I'm like, right, now I can give back to others. I wasn't quite ready yet. I knew when I'd be ready to do it.
You know what always fascinates me is the entrepreneurial spirit behind something like this, because you don't really think how hard it is for you when you start out. It takes a lot of courage as well. And yes. What was that first step like?
I was beyond nervous. I remember walking into a studio at one of the gyms and I was shaking. I'm like, how am I going to do this? And I thought to myself, I've just gone through cancer. This is a walk in the park. I can do this. So it is a little bit intimidating. And it took me probably about 3 months to kind of find my feet. And then I'm like, no, I've got this. And I want to build this and I want to make this my career. And this is something I want to do.
So what do you teach?
So I teach yoga, any kind of practice of yoga, any discipline. They're all various kinds of yoga. So there's your yin yoga, there's restorative, there's vinyasa, power yoga, then Pilates, bar, and personal training as well. So all of it. And then I've moved away a little bit. I've started to get study a little bit further into menopause and the how women are handling menopause after cancer and how they're handling life. And how they're getting back into fitness after cancer. And how do you handle the effects of my chest has changed. If you've had a mastectomy, I've got no strength in my upper body. How am I going to get through any kind of physical exercise again? So helping quite a lot of women through that.
So also speaking to someone who had cancer, she said she was so weak that she couldn't open a bottle.
100%.
To kind of get a meal going, and she had to actually go outside and ask a stranger to help her.
Makes sense.
And that must leave you feeling so vulnerable.
Vulnerable and feeling like you can't actually do anything simple as opening a bottle. So for me, I had, it was quite soon after I started teaching, I had a lot of women who had just finished their treatment. And they're like, I've got no strength, physical strength, and I don't know where to from here. Thank God I was strong again, and I taught myself a lot, and I practiced a lot myself.
How did you get strong again? Again, where does it come from?
I'm very fortunate, and I have an inner drive.
Okay.
I'm very lucky. Not have everyone does.
Have you always had an inner drive?
I think it's been there. I only realized when I was faced with death.
Okay.
I do think it has been there, but it's definitely, I know as a child I had a very strong personality. My parents always said I was the difficult, strong middle pip. So I know it was in there, I was feisty, but I didn't realize that even when I had my kids, you know, the strength that I had in me, it was only facing death, then I realized,
wow,
I have that drive. So wow. I took that, something that was so negative, that I could turn it into something so positive and then find something in me which I never knew I had.
And then to give it back.
To give it back, exactly.
And then what does it feel like? Because I know you have a successful now training, and I know that those who go love it. It's so meaningful.
Yes.
So how does that feel for you?
I know, it's unbelievable. It's the most rewarding feeling every single day. When I get a message from new clients, send me a message afterwards that was the most uplifting part of my day, can't wait for the next session. Makes my day. So it just makes me feel good. You know, that I'm also able to make women feel better about themselves. Not only women, men as well. I have men clients. But just to give them what I got out of it and what I still get out of it. To give it back in return.
Can we talk about your mother's passing and the stage you were in and the impact that that had on you?
Yes. So that's probably also part of what gave me the inner drive. My mom was diagnosed second time round when I was just about, she was diagnosed just before I was diagnosed. So we went through chemotherapy second time round together. Mm. So there would be my mom having hers and me in the chair nearby having my treatment. Which was really tough. My mom was in a very different stage of life. She had her kids were grown. So my mother could sit back and just do nothing and lie in bed every day, whereas I couldn't have my young kids. So I saw what she was and how she was handling her journey, and I'm like, I'm not going to handle it this way. I'm too young. I'm 24 years younger than her, and I've got lots of life left in me, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to go. But it was tough. It was really tough. And then she hung on for as long as she could. She hung on till I finished my chemo, because she was very, very ill. When she saw us finished, a year after that, then she passed. I think it was she wanted to see that I was fine, and then she could go.
Sure. I mean, it must be very difficult kind of seeing her on her path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And her journey was tough. It was a lot harder than mine. She lived with cancer for 13 years.
Do you think enough is being done to make women aware of cancer and checks? And not only, as you said, it's not just good enough to have one check.
100%. 100%. I think you need a holistic approach. I mean, mammograms, amazing. They're an amazing tool for that diagnosis. Trust in your gut. If there's something that you don't feel right about, get a second opinion. Go to another doctor. If holistic or alternative medicine works for you, by all means, go that route. Trust your gut in all of it. I do think the awareness since I was diagnosed is a lot better, especially in young women. When I was diagnosed, there weren't nearly as many young women faced with it. So I think women are a lot more aware, and it's not something to be ashamed of. It's something to discuss. And then...
Yeah, is there a sense of shame?
I think there is in the beginning. I think there is.
But it's not your fault. I mean...
I think there is. It's also especially if a woman has to have a mastectomy. There is that shame. You know, your whole body is changing. Your body will shift completely. So I think there's a bit of shame with it. And then it's also the fear with the shame. And it's overwhelming.
Mm.
But there is support out there today. There's a lot more support even when I was diagnosed.
And that's support from the professionals or from individuals?
Individuals and professionals, all round. There's a lot more.
It's amazing actually how far medicine has come.
Absolutely.
And community has come.
Absolutely. Even since my diagnosis, when I was diagnosed, because I was so young and because of my mom's history, the doctors quickly took action, whereas they didn't really look deeper into it. Is this the right treatment? Do we do the mastectomy first? Do we do the treatment first? There was no kind of, what are we doing? We were just thrown right into it quickly. Whereas now, I know women that have been diagnosed also at a young age where the doctors are kind of being like, well, let's rather do this first and see to where to from here. Whereas I was never given that option. Which, okay, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
As I said, for those, you look stunning.
Oh, thank you.
You look absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, you have classes, but you also go out. Is that correct?
Yes, I travel to my clients. So I travel to their homes. And I teach at my home studio, and I teach at a couple gyms. A lot of my clients, especially women, like to practice yoga, whatever it is, Pilates, or if they want some coaching, some help with menopause, a lot of them like some help in the privacy of their own home. So I travel a lot as well.
Where do you find the time?
I don't know. I start at 5:30 in the morning. I finish at 8 at night.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. If anybody would like to kind of talk to you on either issues or join your classes or find out, because you also do coaching.
Yes.
And just tell me a little bit about your lifestyle coaching.
So it's more wellness coaching. Wellness. It's wellness. So most of it is for women who are older women who are maybe battling with some weight loss, nutrition. They don't know how to exercise, where to exercise, where do they begin? They're in a rut. And especially my main focus now is menopause.
Okay. If anybody would like to get hold of you.
I'm very active on social media. So my Instagram is survivorsstacy at 123.
That is beautiful.
So they can send me a private message on there, or on Facebook, I'm Stacy Richter Cohen. So they could send me a message on there.
And if anybody isn't on those platforms, they're welcome to contact me. I'll be happy to pass your details on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stacey, that was inspiring.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me and allowing me to share.
It's important to discuss these topics and also to kind of see that while you're in it, it may seem that you can never get out of it, but there is that opportunity to do so.
100%.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Stacey Cohen. She has survived cancer, and she is also a wellness coach, yoga teacher, and fitness instructor.